As we dance to a beat that seems out of time, to the one you feel in the metronome of your mind. Does it offend you that our rhythm looks strange or causes your thinking to be rearranged? Could it be that you would understand this beat to which we dance more clearly had you been given a chance? So as you struggle to find the feel with your feet, ask yourself, can you dance to my beat? Down to this groove with an Afro-funk feel, while we get high to a rhythm with spiritual appeal. Expressions of freedom from the descendants of slaves. God gives us the strength for new horizons we must brave. First bondage, then mental, now financially oppressed. With this beat we dance, we know we pass the test. So as you struggle to catch the rhythm with your feet, ask yourself, can you dance to my beat?
get a certain rhythm going in the studio, a certain sequence of melodies, it does something to you. And then sometimes when you hit stop, your body just relaxes, like, you know, like that. But when you hit play, it's like, it'll like contort to that rhythm.
We'll be right back. think it's dance music, house music. You can play it in the clubs and you can underground. That's what I think.
What's your definition of house music?
House music is the sound of the clubs. You could say it's garage, you could say it's house, you could say, but it's, to me, it's the sound of the clubs. It could be a song, it could be anything. I mean, it could be, but it's the next, all I know is it's gonna be the next big thing, because every big phase of music has always been dance music. And rock and roll started out as dance music. Every big thing ever in music has always been dance music, because it's the most versatile.
Definition of house?
Well, my personal definition is basically things that's gonna play in the club, be it a dancehall club, be it a house club, be it any kind of club. Because right now everything's coming together. If it's, you know, hip house, with the dread on the house record or whatever, it's all coming together. So I mean, I don't think we have to just, you know, make one distinct thing, because then we're gonna narrow it. Therefore, the growth will be limited.
What's your definition of house?
Well, I basically think that house music is an extension from disco music, which was played in the late 70s, and now this is the late 80s. And house music is becoming more popular, just like 10 years ago. And I feel like house music has a history beyond 84, which a lot of people don't realize, with producers like Norman Harris, who produced First Choice, Double Exposure, and those kind of groups, the Tramps. So basically, I feel that house music is emotions. It's emotions that struck in the black people about 10 years ago, and we happen to be living those same emotions now.
What's your definition of house music?
Well, how it started for me, because I wasn't listening to nothing but rock and roll up until about 1982. But it started for me when I went to this club called the Music Box. And I was hearing all these great, great songs that I had missed out on, because I missed the entire disco era. And I went to this club for a long time, the Music Box, and I started hearing people doing their own songs. I started hearing Farley and Jesse Saunders, Jamie Principal, and the club. They were making their own music, but it was sounding and it was sounding really good. I just said, I played a little guitar in high school, and I went to the keyboard and started trying to make my own music, because I liked the way the records were sounding in the club. I said, hey, let's see if I could do it too. So I just got into it that way. But better person to tell you about how the origin is involved. I'm just telling you how I got involved in it. And I got involved listening to the other people.
it was alright. Trying to break out of the ghetto with a day-to-day fight. I'm not saying what I did was alright. Trying to break out of the ghetto with a day-to-day fight.
Fight. I said, if you could just go back, if you could do it all over again,
Just go back. very, very much. You ready for a jam session? All right, let's get back now.
Whoa.
Now is a real bouncy one. 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 We're about ready now to start the show rolling with some good music. Music, 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 music. Are you ready?
if you mention some things, they might happen. Some people are really fucking stupid. Did you ever notice that? How many really stupid people you run into during the day? God damn, there's a lot of stupid bastards walking around. Carry a little pad and pencil with you. You wind up with 30 or 40 names by the end of the day. Look at it this way. Think of how stupid the average person is, and then realize half of them are stupider than that. And it doesn't take you very long to spot one of them, does it? Take you about 8 seconds.
Hey. That's what I think of it. That's all. Well, I mean, and if it is accepted as an art, it is the same as any other art. The popularity of it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
back.
Let the freaking start of this show, y'all. That love for more than promoted.
Let me take it back, yeah.
Having this here for you and me. Don't hold back the feeling.
We gonna go back, yeah. We like to take it back, yeah.
We'll be right back. What's your name?
My name is Old Dirty Bastard. And I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah, me too, nigga.
Monster Disco.